I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to this week's Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and once in the evening just before you go to bed. I think you'll find this very helpful way in improving your meditation practice. In this week's podcast, Elizabeth is going to be leading a breath meditation, a guided breath meditation, to help you be more aware of your breathing, because breathing is such an important part of who we are. And breathing is really at the core of meditation too, because it has to do with the rhythm of your breathing. And in Elizabeth's guided meditation, I think you'll find that she will really help you in deepening your breath awareness, in deepening your ability to breathe slowly and breathe deeply. I wanted to share a story about breath I heard once. The body parts were once having a discussion about which was the most important. The eyes said, "We are the most important, because who would see without us?" The mouth said, "No, we are, because how could we communicate without us?" And the different body parts kept saying, "We're the most important, we're the most important." So they decided to have a test. And the test was to see for a month, if one of the body parts became inactive, how did the rest of the body adjust? So first it was the eyes, and at first it was a little difficult not being able to see, but the body was able to get by pretty good after a while. Then it tried hearing, and again at first it was a little difficult, but by being able to write and read lips, it went pretty well. Then smell took a break for a month, and again at first it was hard, but everyone in the body adjusted. Finally, it was the breath's turn, and the breath started to stop, and everyone screamed out immediately, "No, no, no, keep coming, come back, come back, come back, because we can't do it without you." So clearly, breath is life, and life is breath. Learning to watch your breath, deepening your breath even when you're not meditating, you'll find will have such an impact on your life. Breathing deeply, breathing slowly throughout the day really helps you in so many ways, calming nerves, learning to be present, learning to be aware. And I think you'll find Elizabeth's guided meditation a wonderful addition to your own practice of meditation. I would also encourage you to go to iTunes and subscribe to our weekly podcast there. That way you can take this episode and make it longer than 10 minutes if you want to use it during your whole 30-minute or even an hour meditation practice. You can just create it again. And iTunes is a wonderful way to work with our guided meditations. And lastly, we have begun to put together retreats and seminars, and you can learn about them at www.holisticretreats.tv. That's www.holisticretreats.tv. We'd love to meditate with you. So contact us, learn about what we're doing. And if you don't see your city listed, as we're just beginning to create them, let us know where you live, where you'd like us to come, so that we can meditate with you and help you deepen your practice, not just when you're meditating, but throughout the day. Peace. Thank you.
us this week. We've helped thousands of listeners learn to live healthy and more successful lives. If you'd like an invaluable opportunity to promote your product or services to our audience by sponsoring a podcast or our free web show, The Holistic Success Show, contact us at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Peace.